The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Chafhe. Today's daf has been started in Rishmat Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Sarab, and Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batsarab, and Yabraham Ben Esther, Ruhashem, and Hambig and Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been started for Ashelema, Moshe Mendina, Salah, Ruhamad Batahav, Salah Batahel, Bacham Sion Ben Esther, El Narefana Lahem. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, רפואתם כנאמר לבוא וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Chafhe Amud Rishon, and we start on the second line. The Gemara begins with a story. Sabe de Nezunya. These were the elders of a place called Nezunya. Lo atu de firke de Rav Hazda. They didn't come to the shi'ur of Rav Hazda. Amar le Rav Menuna. So Rav Hazda tells Rav Menuna, zil tzana'inhu. Go and hide them, which means tell them to hide themselves, stay in their house. He put them in Harem, he put them in Nidui, and then come to the Shi'ur. So, hey, Rav Hazda, what's going on over there? Then come to the Shi'ur, put them in Nidui. Zil Tzana'inu. Azal Amarlu, my Tamarlu, Atu Rabbanan Nefirka. So he went to them, he said, listen, how come you're not coming to the Shi'ur? So Rav Menuna went to them and said, Rav Hazda is upset at you, how come you didn't come to the Shi'ur? Amru de, Amainite. Why should we come to the Shi'ur? The Ba'inan Minim Milta, we ask the rabbi questions, Rav Hazda, Velo Pashatlan, he doesn't answer us. So what are we gaining? Amar Lehusa, Rav Menuna says, Mi Ba'utu, Mi Ba'itu Minai Mide, Velo Pashtina Lichu? What, did you ever ask me a question? I didn't answer it. Now, what does he mean to say? I'm the student of Rav Hazda. And whenever you asked me a question, I answered, and therefore if Rav Hazda, it's not that he's not capable of answering, if he didn't answer you, must be there's a reason. Ba'u mine. So they asked him a following question. So they asked him a question. Eved shesarso rabbo bebitzim. You have an Eved that his master cut his bitzim off. So the question is, ma'u? Does he go free? Do you consider the betzim mum shebagalu because they're evident? You can't see them directly, but you see them, right? Or no? Or you say no? Since they're in the keys, since they're in the pocket, so therefore it's not considered an exposed item. So Rabbi Menuna didn't know the answer. So amru lo mashemach. So these elders of Nezunya, they taught Rabbi Menuna, what's your name? Amru le awalehu haminuna. My name is Haminuna. Amru le lav haminuna. They shouldn't call you haminuna. Ela karnuna. Meaning from the language of Yoshve Kiranot. Say, you're an Amarish. You're like those guys that sit on the street. You don't know anything. We ask you a question. What are they calling you haminuna for? They should have called you instead of haminuna, karnuna. Meaning you're like a guy that sits in the, on the sidewalks there in the market and you don't learn. Tosfot says, Haminuna Karnuna. Look at the top, Tosfot. Perush be contrast, Yosef Kiranot Atta. Velo Baal Torah. You're not a Baal Torah. Verabinu Hanan El Piresh, Atta Omer Haminuna, Hainu Hamnuna, Dag Ham, the Emken Ela Karnuna, Dag Shukar. Hamnuna is like a hot fish. It's like it has, I guess, life. Hamnuna. You're not Hamnuna, you're Karnuna. You're a cold fish. They knocked him. Atala Kemed Rav Hazda. So now Rav Menuna comes in front of Rav Hazda. Amar le matso. So Rav Hazda got angry also Rav Menuna because he asked him the question. He says Amar le matnita ba'u minach. It's a beferush braita. What do you want? Well, what's the braita? The Mishnah. Ditnan. The 24 primary bones of a person, all these limbs that we're going to discuss now are not subject to the law of mihya. Mihya is a type of sara'at that if the sarat manifests itself on any of these 24 limbs, it's not tameh. Why? Because all these limbs are going to have the same property. They're not straight. They all have a slope. For example, the finger. Right? So if it's on top of the finger, it's sloped. So part of the sarat is on one side, and part of the sarat is on the other side. So the Torah is going to say, vira'ahu. You have to be able to see it in one shot. Not that it's on an area that is on a slope. And the Gemara gives the example of the 24. Ve'eluhim. The tips of the fingers that are sloped, so that's 10 right there. Yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, that's 20 now, because you have 10 on the 10 fingers, 10 toes. So the mehiyad that comes on the tips of the fingers and the toes is not tameh. V'rashe oznayim, the tip or the edge of the ear, that's two more. So we got 22. V'rosh hachotim, the tip of the nose, that's 23. V'rosh hagiviyah. Rosh hagiviyah is the tip of the ever of the person, okay? So all those items are sloped items, therefore if the mehiyah is on any of these items, no good. V'rashe dadim sheba'isha. A lady, take out the gid and put in the dadim, right? Because the dadim also are sloped, okay? Rabbi Yehuda Amir, after be ish. He says, even the dadim of a man, okay, even though the man's dadim are not as protruding as a lady, but they also maybe have a little, the same concept, and therefore includes it. Metani ala, we have a braita on this Mishnah. Bechulam, on all these items that we just mentioned, these 24 items, whatever it is, Eved yotze ba'em neherut. If the Adon would hit him, damage him in any of these areas over here, so the Eved would go out free. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, not only these items over here, but af as sirus, even sirus, even if the sirus would not listen over it. Even if he's literally, I guess it's like, I don't know if they say castrate, that's what they say, castrate. Sirus, even if they cut him. I'm not going to say what exactly they cut. Ben Azai Omer, af alashon. And Ben Azai says, even if the master cut the tongue of the Eved, he goes out free. Now, let's just analyze. So the Mishnah was not talking about Eved. The Mishnah was talking about this Sara'at called Mihya. Happens to be when Rabbi saw it, Rabbi said, you should know all those items, those 24 items also affect the law of an Eved going free. That she says, well, how come you didn't put Shen V'ayin? Shen V'ayin also is affected. The things that were written beforeush in the Torah, we don't have to argue that. Everybody agrees that he goes out free. Now, nobody's arguing about Shen V'ayin. That she says that. That she says, Rabbi Omer afasirus mosif al elu li'anyan Eved. V'shen V'ayin lo tzarich le'el Rabbi limnot v'tosefta d'be'ejekativ. Vezir kari berav, go to school and learn it in the Torah. It's in the pasuk shen v'ayin. The Torah about lo padik ba, exactly. Af al ashon, shedarko diraot keshum medaber umum shebegaluhu. The hadush is that the tongue is also considered an external organ, because when you talk, the tongue is revealed. And we learned that only items that are shebegaluhi are subject to the law of freeing avadim. Good. So comes the Gemara. So we have a machloket. Rabbi says, Afa sirus, he considers sirus also, and Ben Azai says afa lashon. Amar mor, okay, we have a statement that says like this. Rabbi Omer, afa sirus. Sirus demai, what were you cutting off?
Yes.
Ilema sirus digid. If it's talking about where you cut the ever off, hainu giviyah. We mentioned that earlier. That was one of the 24. Giviyah is one of the 24 mentioned by the Tzara'at. And therefore, I don't have to tell me Afa Sirus. Sirus, if Sirus is the Gid, so yeah, that was mentioned. Ela lav Sirus de Betzim. Ela must be talking about that the Betzim. Rabbi Omer Afa Sirus. The Rabbi Lashon. The Rabbi Lashon lo? Oh, he says only Sirus, but not the tongue. I mean, if the Adon cuts off the tongue of the Eved, he doesn't go free. Why did he say only Sirus? He doesn't agree with Lashon. What mean? We have a contradiction. Hare, mi shayam mazeh. You have a guy that became tameh. So the Kohen has to sprinkle the holy waters on him, right? So says the guy was sprinkling v'nidza za'a al piv. And let's say the sprinkle landed on the guy's mouth. Rabbi Omer hizza. Rabbi says it's okay. V'achamim omrim lo hizza. And what's the case? My love, alishono. I must be talking about, when it says alpiv, it's his tongue. Right. Because the law is, when you make hazza'ah, it has to be on a part of the body. The water has to land on an exposed part of the body. Okay? Even a drop. So it says what? If it landed on his mouth, it counts. What's his mouth? Must be his tongue. Which means the bee considers the tongue an exposed organ. If it's an exposed organ, then the avid should go out. So why did he say only the betzin? He should say even the lashon. So Gemara says, my lashon lo asifatav. No, it's about his lips. So Gemara says asifatav pshita. You know what I mean? Of course, the lips. The lips is exposed. Well, what's the hadush of that? Because sometimes a person clenches his lips and he closes them up, so therefore you might have considered that lips are considered a hidden organ. Even the lips, even though sometimes they are concealed, it's considered a revealed organ, and therefore if you're sprinkled, it works. Gemara says, first of all, the Beferush Braita that says, on his tongue. Beferush, if you sprinkle on his tongue, it's okay. So therefore it's considered revealed. Ve'od, Tanya, and we also have another braita, Vishinital Rov Hadashon. It says, if a person, let's say, the majority of his tongue, let's talk about a mum of a bechor. You have a bechor as an animal, has kedushah to it. The law is, if it has mums, blemishes that are external, it's posel it. So the question is, where's the mum? So it says, Vishinital Rov Hadashon. The majority of the tongue of the animal came off. Rabbi Omer, Rov HaMidaber Shebilshono. Which means the part of the tongue that speaks. Which means the part that when a person would speak, or the animal, let's say, when he, I guess, makes noise, part of the tongue, the part that comes out of the mouth, if that part was cut, that's considered revealed. And therefore, you see what? Rabbi holds, the tongue is indeed revealed. El Rabbi Omer, Sirus Velo Mebaya Lashon. When the bee said that Sirus frees the Eved, he meant Sirus, and I don't have to tell you, Lashon, the Hadush is in Sirus, because Sirus is really questionable because it's in a sack. It's still considered revealed, but Lashon, of course it's revealed. Because when you talk, the tongue comes out. Therefore, without a question, if the Eved got his tongue cut off, he goes out free. Ben Azai Amar Lashon. Ben Azai said what? Lashon. Avas Sirus lo? Avas Sirus lo? But not Sirus. So umay af. So then, what is Ben Azai? When Ben Azai says af a sirus, what are you coming to include? Even sirus. I'm sorry. Ben Azai said af a lashon. So if you tell me he means lashon and not sirus, so what's the word af? Even lashon, even to what? So Gemara says akamaita. It's going back on the 24 items. Not only the 24 items that you listed by tzadat does the eved go out, but Ben Azai says even the Lashon, but he's not including Sirus, because Sirus is covered, according to Ben. So it comes out, you have a machloket between Ben Azai and the Rabbi. Rabbi says, not only the 24 items, but Huadin Lashon and Huadin Sirus. Okay, so when he says Afa Sirus, he means not only Lashon, but even Sirus. And when Ben Azai comes along and says, Af halashon, he means not only the 24, but also lashon. Now the question is obvious. Yachi nekdemed ben Azai bereshah. You should have put Ben Azai first, which means the way you quote this statement, you go like this: the 24 items apply to of the law of sarat. If you have the sarat in any of these areas, it's not tameh. Okay, then it should say, and regarding an eved, Ben Azai says even lashon. Yeah. Then it should say Rabbi Omer Af Saris, yeah. Not only Lashon, but even since, which means put it in order of the progression of the way it's supposed to be written. Mm-hmm. Then it makes more sense. Here you're putting the 24 items by Sarat, you're putting the B first. Af has Saris. That not only Lashon, who mentioned Lashon? Even Lashon, not only Lashon, but even Saris. And then Ben Azai says no. Not only the 24, but even Lashon. So it would have been better if you put Ben Azai first and then Rabbi. Gemara says, Tana Shama'al de Rabbi. When the Tana heard this statement, he heard Rabbi's statement first. The Kav'a, the Shama'a, and he established it. The Shama'al de Ben Azai, the Tani. And then he heard Ben Azai, and he stated it. U'mishnah lo zaza memekoma. Which means, the way the Tana heard it was, he heard Rabbi's statement first. So when he was teaching it to his students, he said, so we have a Beraita, we have a Mishnah by Tzara'at, and you should know the B holds Af Siris. The student said, what do you mean by Af Siris? Not only Lashon, But even Slashon is easy because it's revealed. Even Saris, he goes out free the Eved. Oh, then he heard Ben Azai. Oh, so why didn't he readjust? Because the students already remembered it this way, with Rabbi going first. So he didn't want to confuse the students now that they have to remember now the statements in a different order. Which you learned the first time, that's the way you remember it. So you don't want to change the order on them, as she says. So he kept it, Mishnah lo zazam mekoma. Even though logic would have made more sense with Ben Azai first, he kept it in the order of Rabbi and Ben Azai. That's the way he heard it, that's why he taught it over. And he didn't want the students to forget. Yeah? That's what she says. Good. It's coming to the Gemara and says, Amar Ula. Hakol Modin. Everybody agrees, Ben Azai, Rabbi. Belashon, the Anyan Tum'ah, when it comes to Tum'ah, which means if a Sheretz touches the guy's tongue, because Sheretz, the Tum'ah is Negi'ah. If the Sheretz touches the guy's tongue, it's going to be Tame'im. The Galuyu, it's the Sheretz. Also, Sheretz, the item has to touch a exposed part of the body. So everybody agrees when it comes to Tum'ah, Sheretz, it's considered exposed, a dead Sheretz, touch the guy's tongue, it'll be mitameh. Everybody agrees that the tongue is considered exposed. The gaber sheretz my tama. Asher yigah bo amar rachmana. It says the sheretz touches the person. Vehaynami b'nigiahu. And this is it's touchable. You can touch it. It's possible to touch it. I mean, any item in the body that you could touch. Could you touch the tongue? Absolutely. So therefore, it's b'nigiah. Therefore, it's subject to the laws of tumat sheretz. Good. Le'anyan tevila ketamun dame. Oh. But then you're going to the mikveh. The person has to go to the mikveh. Everybody's going to agree that the tongue is considered an internal part of the body, and therefore you don't have to go into the mikveh and stick out your tongue to make sure that the water touches it. My ta'ama, v'rachatz b'saro b'mayim, amar rahmana. Ma b'saro me'ibray, afkol me'ibray. When it says b'saro b'mayim, it means the flesh that's revealed. The tongue, in its natural position, is not revealed. Therefore, you don't have to. Are you going to tell me? So maybe stick out half your tongue, the part that's sometimes revealed. We never found an organ that part of it you have to dip and part of it you don't have to dip. So once you have to dip half the tongue, you have to dip the whole tongue. That's why, for tevilah, you don't got to stick your tongue out of the mikveh. So for tum'ah, yeah, nigi'ah. For mikveh, no. No nechneku ela le'inyan haza'ah. The machlok is like we learned by sprinkling. Rabbi medamele le tum'ah. Rabbi compares it to tum'at sheretz. Rabbanan medamu la le tbilah. And the rabbis compare it to, Ben Azai compares it to tbilah. Good. V'tarvayu by kerakam epligi. Oh, the bahloket is on the following pasuk, by haza'ah. It says, v'hizah ta'or ala tameh. Okay? The pasuk says, and you will sprinkle, the ta'or guy will sprinkle on the tameh guy. Rabbi sabar, V'hizah ha-ta'or ha-tameh b'yom ha-shilishi u-b'yom ha-shivi'i v'hitte'o. V'hitte'o means, and you will purify him. Right? It'll be a purification. Which means like this. When it says V'hizah ha-ta'or ha-tameh b'yom ha-shilishi, it's comparing the word and he will purify him next to the word Tameh. So what does that teach me? Look at Ashi. Let's read Rabbi. Devish ala Tameh v'hatteo. Hitui al makom tum'ah havi hitui. Which means Hitui al makom tum'ah. Hazaah, exactly. Which means purification on the place of Tum'ah, Havi Hazaah, Havi Hitui. Which means it says, Darish ala Tameh v'hateo. Hitui al Makom Tum'ah, Havi Hitui. What's Makom Tum'ah? Why is that Makom Tum'ah?
Because it's Mekabel Tum'ah by.
Oh. Right, because by sheretz, we just said, everybody agrees, that the tongue is able to receive tum'ah. So therefore, when it's talking about the purification of sprinkling, it says hitui. And next to the word hitui, right before it, it says the word tameh. That you can sprinkle even on the part of the body, on any part of the body that receives tum'ah. The tongue receives tum'ah. Therefore, as it works. Good. So the hitui is defining the word before it, tameh. Good. That's the B. Rabbanan Savri, v'hitteo b'yom ha-shivi'i, v'chibis b'gadav, v'rahatz b'mayim. They learned the word v'hitteo, and you'll purify the guy, is going on the word after it, v'chibis b'gadav, v'rahatz b'mayim. That just like by tevila, the tongue is considered internal, so too by azah, the tongue is considered internal. So therefore, v'hitteo is going on v'rahatz b'mayim, which is the end of the pasuk. So everybody agrees the starting point is the word v'hateo. You're going to purify the guy by sprinkling. So sprinkling, wait, you know, the word before it, you'll sprinkle on the place that's generally tameh, that would be the tongue, tameh by sheretz, or the word v'hateo is saying the sprinkling is similar to the law of the rahaz b'sarob amayim. And what's that tevilah? It's like tevilah is considered inside. Mm-hmm. So too by hazah is considered inside. The tevilah is considered inside. You don't have to... Right, that's why you can't sprinkle on it because it's an internal organ. Okay, good. Okay, phenomenal. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbanan namin didme de tum'ah." Oh, so why did the rabbis learn the hateot to the word tum'ah? The way Rabbi learns, tahara mitahara habele demilaf. It makes more sense to learn purification of purification. That what? That just like the purification of mikveh, it's considered internal. So the purification of azah is considered internal. The rabbi nidmiyel tevila. Oh, so why doesn't the bee compare it to tevila? V'chibes begadav v'fsika anyan. Because the pasuk right after it says alatameh, it says v'chibes begadav, and then the pasuk says v'rahatz b'mayim. So it's not directly after the word tameh. It talks about chibus begadim after. So therefore, it's not samuk. So therefore, he doesn't learn it. But the word V'hateo and tameh are right next to each other. Now the Gemara says, V'sabar Rabbi li'inyan tevila kedamun ameh. Are you telling me that Rabbi holds that by tevila it's considered tamun, therefore you don't have to stick out your tongue and all that stuff because it's considered an internal organ? Is that so? V'amar Ravin Amar Rav Adda Amar Rabbi Ishaq. Story. Ma'aseh b'shefha shel bet Rabbi. It was the maidservant of the house of Rabbi. Shetabla. She went to the mikveh. Ve'alta. She came out of the mikveh. V'nimsa etzim bin shineha. There was a little piece of meat or bone stuck large between her teeth. V'tzricha Rabbi tevila acheret. And Rabbi said, what? She's got to go to the mikveh. Again. So that's the question. You just told me that inside the mouth, that's considered internal. So what do I care what was in her mouth? Which means you just told me that's considered tamun, the mouth. So therefore, so she had a piece of meat stuck in her teeth. So what? You told me she doesn't have to open her mouth when she goes to the mikveh. It's kind of tug of the water has to get in. So what are you talking about? Why the rat? And this is the bee. The bee told the maidservant she's got to go back. So the Gemara says, Nihi dibi atmayim lo ba'inan. You don't need the water to actually go in there, but it has to be able to go in there. I'm going to explain this according to a concept that's called bila. But before we explain the concept of bila, which means when the lady goes to the mikveh, she have to open her mouth? Absolutely. You have to stick her tongue out? No, it's considered an internal organ. But if water would go in there, it's got to be able to go and touch the whole area. Once it's ra'ui, you don't have to do it. As long as it's ra'ui, that's what Torah demanded. Ra'ui li bi'atmayim. So this lady, that shifhav rabbi, when she went in, she had this piece of bone stuck in her tooth. It wasn't ra'ui li bi'atmayim. So therefore, the rabbi said, you got to go again. We learned this from a concept called bila. Let me tell you what bila means. Bila literally means to mix. Torah says, you have a mincha. The mincha is made from, let's say, 60 parts of flour and one part of oil, right? And the Torah says that's the ratio that'll mix nicely. But if, let's say, you put 61 flour and one
one oil.
No good, because it doesn't mix nicely.
So the Gemara and Menachot asks the obvious question.
What do you mean? You don't even have to mix, but the law is, even if you didn't mix the mincha, it's kosher. So what do I give you when you put 61? So what? It doesn't mix. You don't have to mix.
So the Gemara says, a famous saying,
Kol hara'ui libila, if it's able to be mixed, it's mixable, en bila me'akavto, then the mixing will not bother, even if you didn't mix. But if it's not ra'ui libila, but if it's not ra'ui to mix, if you would actually mix it, then bila me'akavto, then it's going to be pasul. Which means you need it to be ra'ui. You're right, you don't have to mix it. But when is not mixing going to be kasher? So long as it has the potential, if you would mix it, it would be good. But if the potential is not there, and you didn't mix it, then already it's a problem. So similarly, we're going to borrow that concept in the case of Megveh. Kol ha-ra'ui li-bi'at mayim, en bi'at mayim ma'akavto. Ve'kol she'en ra'ui li-bi'at mayim, bi'at mayim ma'akavto. It's got to be ra'ui li-bi'at mayim. So the Gemara says, uchte rabi zera. If it's ra'ui for mixing the mincha, and bila me'akevet bo, then the mixing is not going to me'akev. However, she'enor le'bila, bila me'akevet bo. Good. Look at the bottom Rashi. Just look at the Rashi. That's a good Rashi. Let's see. Kedre bizera de'ama b'menachot en mivim mincha shel 61 asaron. You can't bring him in chad 61 isaron bichli yachad. The kimlu rabbanan, the rabbis have a tradition she'en nivlalim yafe b'shavin. It will not mix equally biyachad. The avinah by the Gemara asked the question v'chi en nivlalim mayavi. So it doesn't mix good. So what? V'ha'ananteran imlo balal kasher. So what if it doesn't mix good? Even if you didn't mix it, it's kosher. V'amar bizera, Allah bizera said kol ha'ra'ui lebila en bila me'akevet v'afilu lo balal kasher. Because she ended up with Bila, because she seemed hard, Bila, I came and go, did I will be Laba in an. So, too, just like you need Raul Bila, you need Raul Biatmaim. Good. I want to read one that she just above, just to support to get the source. Look at that she did one of the Anyan Tum'a. Look, we say the Anyan Tum'a, Maga is already enough on the tongue. Everybody agrees. The anyan tum'a for sure it touches the tongue, right? The kaima lam maga bet astarim enu mitameh. Good. A tum'a on a hidden part of the body is not mitameh. Yeah, claw like that. How do you know that? Benat kalam emasechet nigda mevechol asher yigabu hazav. Wherever the zav touches, so it says, hash. It says wherever the zav touches, he touched the person, and the guy that he touched didn't wash his hands. So the Gemara says. Well, and if the guy we touched washed his hands first, the guy has become tamei. Well, what's the difference? The guy got touched by his hand. What do I care if he washed his hands or not? It says v'yadav lo lahatz b'mayim. Makes no sense. So Gemara says hashataf tahor b'tmiyah ha'at tevila ba'ay. What does that mean? Washing the guy's hands not gonna help over there. Regardless, the guy needs a tevila. So Gemara says ela kol asher yigabu hazav b'davar shu galui kiyadav. Which means that the word yadayim in that pasuk is saying, when a zav touches you, he's got to touch a part of the body that's like the hands. What is that? Ve'lo shatav adayin kol gufo ve'ma. He didn't wash his whole body. She'lo tavav mizomo ve'kibes megadav. Which means, the zav is only metameh items that are like yadav. What is like yadav? Revealed parts of the body. And therefore, for the exposed, the tongue is considered revealing. Yeah, because it's a bar negiyah. It's touchable. Okay, that's all that she's just giving the source. How do you know that for Tumat Shen, it's got to be something that is revealed? They learned it from the word Yadav. Now Yadav Begalur, I've called Begalur. The other Gemara says, oh, Ketana'eh. We go back to this Mahlok. We had a Mahlok, and if a Eved cuts off the bits, if a Adon cuts the Bitsim off of a Eved, does the Eved go free or not? Right? So we had a machlokah between Nabi and Ben Azai on this subject. Yes. So the Gemara says, actually, ketana'eh. It's a machlokah amongst the Tana'im as well. Not a machlokah amongst the Tana'im. Okay, ready? Pasuk. Uma'uch, v'chatut, v'natuk, v'charut.
This is talking about all the blemishes that possess an animal, that make an animal ba'almum. So give me the words. Ma'uch. If we're talking about now the betzim. If they're squashed, chatut is crushed, natuk is torn, and charut is severed. All different items over here. Kulan bebetzim. All this is talking about that the betzim of the animal got crushed and severed, and all this over here in its kis. So therefore, the animal becomes pasul for korban. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see according to Yehuda? It's got to be considered revealed, because only revealed items are considered baal mum by a korban. So ma'uch v'chatut and all that, but it's even by the betzim. So it must be the betzim are considered what? Revealed. Even though they're really kish, but you can see them. So comes Gemara and says, "What do you mean? Betzim are a little bit heat. What do you mean? The shortest should apply to the geet is what geet is exposed to and die." Yeah. So Gemara says, "Ela kudan af be betzim." The Rebbe with that, I do not realize it's even by the betzim. But again, the betzim is considered exposed. The Beleizer and Yaakov Omer kudan begeet says, "No, the betzim is considered hidden. Therefore, it's not considered removed. Therefore, he would hold that the eved doesn't go out free." And all this ma'uch, v'chatut, v'natuk, v'charut is talking about the gid itself, the animal. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef splits it. He says ma'uch v'chatut af bebetzim, natuk v'charut begid in bebetzim lo. What's the difference? Ma'uch v'chatut, it's noticeable by the betzim when they're crushed or the. So the other word you said, ma'uch is squashed, and they're crushed, you could tell it by the betzim. However, natuk v'chatrut, that's where it just severed, where the cord, we'll call it, is cut. That's not noticed by the betzim. You won't notice anything, but you'll notice it by the yid. So therefore, it's got to be a thing that's noticeable. So he makes it, but what do you see? What? Mahlok, now you consider betzim. Is it considered revealed or not? Okay. Look at that sheet. Ketanae. Sirus de betzim ihavi mum de begalui. Be betzim velo begid. That's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Bitmiya. Gid vatai galu. What do you mean? Be betzim velo begid? Af be betzim. Velo tema mum tamunu. Don't say it's hidden. The vatai mitkar. You can see the betzim. So the other rabbi says, no, begid velo be betzim. The vatai mum tamunu. ולא מום גלוי, קודש in the כיס. המחלוקת. מעוך וחתות אף בביצים. דמנקר תפה. Because it's noticeable when they're squashed or crushed. קרות, קירותין החוטים. The strings are cut. שביצים תלויים בהם בקיצן. They're hanging in the כיס. ומעורים במקסת. They're still hanging a little, ואינם נתוקים. They're not totally severed. Natuk biyad, the gamre totally plucked out. Even Rashi says ve'adain tiluim bekis. Natuk habit fe mecharut. Natuk is worse than karut.
Why?
Kedamim menachot. Lavi notek ahar koret. Koret, he cut it, but it's still hanging. So if a guy is he did natuk first and then he did if he did koret first karut, then he did natuk, he's hayav again. Because karut is still laying, then he cut it again to finish it off. Then it's worse. It's not lavi notek ahar koret shayav. I'm not doing it to mikarut. Okay, fine. But Baba, you see the machloket by animals. Is it considered galuy or not? And that's going to apply by as well as the evid.
Okay.
Very good. Now we start the new mishnah. New point. We discussed now how do you acquire animals. Be'ma gasa niknit b'mesira. What's be'ma gasa? Big animal.
Gedola.
Right? An ox, a horse, hamor. Okay, it's called be'magasa. How do you acquire it? You can't lift it. It's too heavy. So it says, niknet b'mesira. Listen, they give over the reins, give over the leash to the guy who's buying it, and that's it. That's his kone. Mesira. Good? Yeah, he gives him the reins. Or he gives him... the strings that are attached to the ukaf, the saddle, or give them the hair. You know, part of the animal, you can just, they can get it right, or the bit, get a hold on it. So, be'emad gasa, niknit b'mesira, v'adaka. What's be'emad daka? That would be like, I guess, a sheep. Sheep, a a lamb, a goat. Those are smaller animals. Bagbaha. Very good. You lift it. I guess they're small. So they're able to lift it off the ground. So he's saying Bagbaha only. Okay, which means Mesirah is not enough. For a behemah, daka, you need... Agbah has a stronger kinyan. It's actually lifting it off the ground. So you say for a daka, for a gasa, you can't do Agbah because it's too heavy. But where you can do Agbah, you got to do Agbah. And by a daka, you can lift it up, and therefore Agbah is the kinyan. That's the bimir. Okay, only Agbah. Right? So that won't work. Let's read Rashi. Niknit b'mesira. Be'alam muslim otah lelokeh be'afsar. Afsar is like the reins. Or be'sa'ara. Good. Here. K'detanya na'ed. K'etza b'mesira. Aval b'shicha lo mekanya. De'en darka b'chak lo licha lefanav. Okay, m'shicha, which is you hit it and you cause it to walk. Or, you know, you bring it towards you. That's not the derech and these items to be moshech, a big animal like that. Therefore, m'shicha is not a kinyan either. So according to Rabbi Meir, the way you kone a bema gasa is through mesira. Rashi, next Rashi, behagbaha, that's daka velo b'meshicha. Okay. Now, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, let's go slow. Daka behagbaha, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Eliezer. Period. V'chamim omrim, bema daka niknit b'meshicha. That they come along and say, v'day hagbaha. Agbah is the best kinyan. But even Meshicha. What is Meshicha? You draw it, or you hit it, and you cause it to walk a few steps. Right? Or you draw it towards you. Right? Right, exactly. The length of its body, like we learned earlier. Good. So that's the machloket over here in the Mishnah. Darash Rav b'Kimhunya. Rav gave it to Rasha once in the city called Kimhunya. Be'ma gasan niknit b'Meshicha. Oh. Now, we didn't see that. Now Mishnah says Be'ma Gasa is Mesira. So Ashkechinu Shemuel et Talmidei de Rav. So the students of Shemuel found the students of Rav. Amaru mi amar Rav Be'ma Gasa niknit b'mshicha? Did he say that? Did he say that Be'ma Gasa is niknit b'mshicha? Be'ha anam b'mesira de Rav. It's going against the Mishnah. Yeah. Our Mishnah says b'mesira. Right? V'rav nameh b'mesira amar. Oh, Rav also himself said mesira. Hadar b'mehu. Mehi. Also it says, he must have retracted. Which means, Rav also, he's asking a double question. Number one, we have a Mishnah that says b'magasa is b'mesira. And Rav himself taught us, and said, Mesira. Now he's saying Meshicha. He retracted? That's the worst question. But I'm not Mesira Amar. Hadar be'amai? So the Gemara says, Hu de'amar ki haitana. De'tanya v'chamim omrim. Zu v'zu niknit b'meshicha. Oh, so he found the Braita. The Braita says, Gasa and Daka. Rabbi say niknit b'meshicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zu Vezu Behagbaha. Okay, so therefore Hagbaha is Rabbi Shimon. Both of them, Gasa and Dakar. How can the Gasa be Behagbaha? We'll see in a second. That's a difficult task. How are you going to lift an elephant up? What are you saying? Behagbaha. So leave Rabbi Shimon for a second. How you can get Hagbaha by both? But he found the Tanav Achamim that say both can be Niknit. B'mshicha. So therefore, when he made that statement, he was following opinions. Good? So Gemara says, Matkif la Rabbi Yosef, Ela me'ata. Peel the Rabbi Shimon b'mayikne.
Nice.
How are you going to acquire an elephant according to Rabbi Shimon? Bagbai, you lift the elephant up? Amar le abaye b'halipin. Okay, so that's an elephant. Elephant is not a way to be koned. You can't do koned b'mshicha. Be koned b'halipin. What's halipin? Let the guy who's selling give an item to the buyer. The buyer picks up the heifetz,
right? The seller picks up the chayefetz, right? And it transfers the animal ownership into the guy's possession. No problem.
Yeah.
Another way, you rent him the place that the animal is on. The animal's in my backyard. I come along and I rent you the place where the animal is, and therefore you can make a kinyan of chasid. Now you have the chasid is yours, because I gave you the chasid. So whatever's on the chasid, you can have. So therefore you can have an appeal to renting the place. Yeah?
Okay.
The Bizar Amar, I'll give you a different way. Bring four vessels, four pots.
Good luck.
And let the animal stick his four legs in the pots. And therefore, it's my pots, I'm the buyer. So therefore, the animal is in my vessels. My keli makone, you put something in my keli, I'm kone. So therefore, put four vessels on the ground over there, let him stick his feet in the vessels, and then, therefore, you have the animal standing in my vessels. But wait, where are the vessels? The vessels are in the domain of the seller. So the Gemara says, Shma mina kirdav shel lokeya, b'reshut moker kana lokeya. You want to solve a big dilemma that we have throughout Shas. If the vessels of the buyer are in the reshut of the seller, you want to tell me now you have an answer. That's koneh. Is that so simple? That's a big dilemma we have. It's talking about it's in a pav location. It's in a location that's not considered the seller's, and it's not common area. Simta is like a little offshoot off to the public domain. That's really considered usage for everybody. The people, when they're walking down the street, they usually stop there to rest, or they put their vessels there, or to fix their loads. It's like a little side street that's really considered a common area. Also, what did he do? He put this kelim in the common area, and an animal walks into it. So therefore, don't get involved with that ma'lokan of kelav shel lokeya b'reshut mocher. Don't get involved with that. It's not in the shoot of the mocher, it's in the simta. Good?
Yeah.
So comes Gemara and says, another answer, b'chavile zemorot. You know how you lift up an animal, an elephant? You take chavile zemorot, you take twigs, and you make a nice pile of twigs, three tefahim off the ground. Because when you lift the animal, how much you have to lift her off the ground? Let's say three tefahim according to Rashi at least. How you can lift an animal? You can't lift it. No, put these twigs three tefahim high, then the animal walks up
over
the twigs. Now he's three tefahim above the ground, so you were kone him. That's why you cause him to go up. So Tosfot says, look at Tab Tosfot. Because as long as it's three tefahim within the ground, it's considered lavud. It's on the ground. Yeah. Once you get the three tefahim, we don't have the law of lavud. Therefore, it's not connected to the ground. You lifted it. Tosfot says on top, Pirush bekonteras, Mashkahatla lagbat pil b'chavilez zemurot givuhim in ha'aretz shlosha, u'ma'aliu alehim, you lifted on it, tagbat kima lagbai, din afik de b'torat lavud. Pirusho, bekelim lo matzil lememah delekne, medin agbaha, shiyaniach kelim ta'at raglav, destaminu en be'ovyan shlosha tefahim. Which is why didn't Rashi just say simple? What do you got to say? You're putting twigs. Just say you put kelim, and you let the animal step on the kelim. So according to Rashi, we understand because a stam keli, the thickness of the base is not three tefachim. So even if he's going to stick his foot in the keli, it's not going to help. He's not three tefachim off the ground. That's why Rashi had to give a case according to the Gemara where you're putting these twigs to elevate it, right? ולפי רבנו תם, ופירוש רבנו תם, זה מפרש דאג בה בטפח כאן. רבנו תם argues on Rashi. He says, all you got to do is lift the animal, one טפח. So therefore, according to him, צריך לומר, סתם כלים אין בעוניין טפח. You have to say that even a regular keli doesn't even have a thickness of a טפח at its base. Therefore, according to Tosfot, you couldn't say that you just put kelim on the ground. You have to say you put something that's going to elevate it more than a טפח. So the Gemara says, וקשה, עמי נקת חבילי זמורות. Linkot avanim. What do you have to pick twigs? Pick anything, put rocks, put, I don't know, any item that can elevate the ground. Because that's what the elephant eats. So you try to lure him to walk up the ramp, right? So what do you put? You put rocks, he's not going to walk. אז הוא יצא, כדמי לך מלאות במסכת שבת, מטלטלין חבילי זמורות בשבת, ושאין מאכל לפילין. It's not מוקסה on Shabbat, why? Because anything that's considered food for the animals is not mukseh on Shabbat. So therefore these twigs, you can move them on Shabbat. So what do you see from the Gemara on Shabbat? The twigs are
elephant food, and therefore no, that's why we magbi in the pirchon. This is what the malav who kofets magbi at atzmo. Therefore he jumps on it. Not aris feochlam. Good. Okay. Now let's just review quickly the shitot of it, because it's quite simple. But let's just review. According to the Mishnah, beimagasa. According to the Mishnah, what's the way you connect? According to Rashi, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Eliezer Mesira. And behema daka hagbaha. Good. That's according to Rabbi Meir Rabbi Eliezer. According to Hakamim, behema gasa mesira. Doesn't argue on that. And he just says behema daka even meshicha. But of course, hagbaha. Okay, that's the Mishnah according to Rashi. Very good. Okay, now let's get to the Braita. The Hakamim in the Braita, they said behema gasa. No, mesira. I'm sorry. Hakim in the Mishnah, Hakim in the Braita say, even Meshicha. That's why Rav found that Braita. I found the Braita. So the difference in the Braita was that the Hakim of the Braita added on Meshicha. Okay, good. And also Daka.
Daka we knew from the Mishnah.
Yeah. Right, it doesn't change. Yeah. Right, Meshicha, good. And then we have Rabbi Shimon, he says Hagbaha. Across the board. Okay. That's it. Hagbah across the board. And we just had a question. How you make Hagbah across the board? Either halipin, either leave the hadith, either you can do halipin, but you don't got to do Hagbah at all, for a big animal. Or we said, give him the property. So if we score a property, what is that, the property? Or put kelim in it, in a pav domain, right? And nobody has ownership over there. Or lift him up by putting stuff on it so he walks up the ramp of the Zimorot, and you lift him up 3 tefachim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.